I am Josh Galindo. I've built several successful businesses utilizing the one tool everybody has, the mind. I am here to guide, coach, and prepare you. We will debate, discuss, and grow our minds together so you can obtain your own success. Fuck average, be legendary. This is my podcast. So how about a Red Bull?
Okay. Are we about to get sponsored?
Yes. Red Bull. I'd like to announce our most recent endorsement from Red Bull. It's 100% one-sided. We support them and they support us by providing their product. What is up, Galindo Group Real Estate, Fuck Average, Be Legendary Podcast, Galindo Media, Galindo Futures.
Galindo Gives.
Galindo Gives.
We took a little bit of a break, and so there's a lot of exciting things going on. That's why we had to take a break.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why I kind of rattled off all the different shit. There's so much stuff that we do out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most integral components of all of that is sitting here with us today. Her name is?
Crystal Galindo.
And?
Heather Curtis.
Ooh.
HCPP.
So now that we know who is here.
Yes.
Man, we have been so busy. All right, what are we up to? I think I'm going to rattle off what we've been up to. Galindo Group Real Estate is on this unbelievable
growth
trajectory, pattern, effort, path. We are going 150 miles an hour. And boy, thank God that we are.
Yeah.
What I learned recently is that this time last year, September 2023, is where we are now. This time in 2022, we had 63 agents, I believe it was. And now today we have about 130.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of the volume that is down in the market, overall market, not saying home prices, because that's not the case. Home prices have either stayed the same or have gone up. But the volume and the transaction volume in the market has come down. We are doing the same numbers that we did last year now, which is an unbelievable accomplishment. If you went and looked at other brokerages, most brokers are saying we're down.
Yeah,
right.
And it almost needs some explaining to explain how that happened. This time last year, we had 63 agents. And 63 agents were able to do X amount of production.
Right.
Today, we have 130. But because production's down, we were able to make up for it.
And still maintain.
In agent volume. Yeah. And we're still doing the same amount of business.
Yeah.
So I always look around at the office and I'm constantly trying to do my best to operate from a beautiful space of gratitude. And I say our spigot has lightly turned down versus some people's spigot has turned off completely.
Right.
Like think how crazy that is. No. Some people's fucking water spigot is 100% in off mode. Ours has just turned down like 5% maybe. Maybe. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And we are considered in like a weak economy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so we got some really big news that we want to announce because it's coming up very soon.
Yes.
We're going to talk about what Galindo Group Real Estate's doing, the Vegas Golden Knights deal, Galindo Gains, the 24-foot sign outside, the Christmas tree, the McLaren, the Galindo getaway, all that shit. But we can't talk about that until we get out all of the upcoming events that we are super hyper focused on right now.
Yes.
Ladies, the floor is yours. Tell us what we're doing and how can the public get involved?
Okay, well, I think that it's important to note that Galindo Gives at the end of the year that's like our crunch time to have all these events to raise as much money as we can for our charity. So it starts with our annual Chunk or Treat, which last year it was a huge hit.
Huge success.
Yeah.
700
huge.
People.
Yeah. And that's a free event. And then we're going to have a haunted house. We're going to have a raffle. We'll have donation buckets.
Trunks.
Plenty of trunks. Yeah.
Costume contest.
Yeah. And for anyone that wants to advertise their small business, we have spots available for trunks. If you could reach out to Heather for that. And that's going to be on the spooky Friday the 13th.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, Heather's really excited about the date.
Very intentional with that.
Right. So I guess that's in a couple of weeks now. But that's a big deal.
So we have the Trunk or Treat event coming up.
Yep.
What is a Trunk or Treat? Because there's a lot of people that don't have kids that don't know what a Trunk or Treat is. It's where we 30 people, which are donating $100 per space, which we've already got about 16.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there that have committed to a parking spot. Yep. You get a parking spot, you get to come and promote your business. And in exchange, you donate $100 to Galindo Gives.
Right.
Before that event, we do a candy drive. Which is going on right now. So we raise all of the candy for free.
Correct.
So you don't have to provide the candy. You just show up, give Galindo Gives $100, take the spot, promote your business, have some fun.
Yep.
It's a safe way for kids to trick or treat.
And it's fun too, because everyone gets really like decked out and crazy with their trunks.
Right.
It's really fun to see.
It's a lot of fun. So that is Friday the 13th.
October
13th. Yeah.
Friday, October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
The scary October.
Spooky. Babe, Friday the 13th.
Friday the
13th. That's actually my lucky day.
Oh, is it?
Wow. I swear it is.
Okay. Friday the 13th, Trunk or Treat here at Galindo Group Real Estate. There'll be a haunted house.
Yep.
30 trunks. Our haunted spooky tree.
Mm-hmm.
That is the summary there. And if you are interested in advertising your business, it'll be $100 for a spot. It's fucking cheap.
And it's from 6 to 9.
And it goes to a good cause, and it's from 6 to 9. Okay, that's a summary of the trunk retreat.
I was also thinking it might be cool to have like whoever has the best trunk.
A trunk contest. That'd be good.
That's cool.
Trunk.
They'll get like an extra plug on our site and they'll think of something. But
yeah, I think that'd be cool. I like that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so that's the trunk retreat.
That's a trunk retreat.
That's going to be a dope ass event. See everybody on the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So we'll see everybody first at the Golden Knights game. Should we go into the Golden Knights thing?
Yeah, let's talk about how dope the key is.
Yeah.
We just signed a 3-year deal. Uh-huh. We are the proud partners of the Vegas Golden Knights, the 2023 Stanley Cup
champions.
Yes. Huge.
What does that partnership include? So let's talk about what it is.
First and foremost, the key to the fortress, which is by far, I think, the best branding and marketing thing that you could do. We have 11 games through the whole season that we will be giving out the key to the fortress, which is an actual key. It's 3 feet long. And we're going to find, but the in-arena host, Mark Chinook, will be finding the most energetic fan and presenting them the key to the fortress, which is, it's considered a TV timeout. It's in the middle of like a play, if there's a, you know, break in play. And we actually get 2 spots on that. So it's them finding the energetic fan and taking them up to the fortress, which if you've ever been to T-Mobile Arena, it's the big castle, the very back. There's a stage. The band plays up there.
Where they ring the bell.
They ring the bell. DJ Joe Green is over there. That's where all of the action happens. So they'll bring the fan up there. And then the second portion will be them receiving the key. And it's sponsored by Galindo Group Real Estate.
Absolutely fucking killed that.
And the keys are so pretty.
Beautifully described right there. Yeah, the keys are stunning. The keys are a piece of art in themselves. Yeah. And that was something that we were really, really focused and intentional about, was that we wanted to create a branding piece that somebody would want to keep in their home.
Yes.
I want one.
Right. I would keep one. Yeah. Like it feels like a key.
Yep.
We were presented with plastic options and foam and all these different scenarios. And we were focused on being authentic to what it was, which was a key. So we said we really want it to feel like a metal key. And so we were able to accomplish that. It's powder coated black, a matte black, a beautiful matte black. It's got 3D variables to the key.
Yep.
So
raised elements.
Raised elements. That was the term I was looking for.
Yep.
To the key. The teeth to the key are the Vegas Golden Knights.
So if
you can envision a key, the teeth of a key is Vegas Golden Knights spelt out. Talk about detail.
Mm-hmm.
We have a picture of the skyline etched into it. Is that what the final decision was?
I don't remember what she decided. But did you see the videos Brittany was sending yesterday?
They're insane.
They're so cool.
Laser cut.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this thing is sick.
And it looks like a key. Like the top of the key, which there's a term and I forget.
Yeah.
It's got the little triangle. So it literally looks like a key that you would use.
So I think something's fun because people tune into the podcast to get an education, to learn, to grab a few tidbits on how we run our operation. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of self-bragging here, but the nugget that I'd like to share with somebody is in building this key, we were intentional about making sure that once, one, people want the key.
Right.
So you had to make something of quality. Two, when they leave the arena, you have to think, one, when they leave the fortress to go back to their seat, these the fans around that key, when they go to sit back down, are going to be like, let me see the key. Can I hold it? Can I take a picture with it? Can I, you know, whatever, whatever. Thirdly, leaving the arena.
Right.
Yeah.
When they're walking out of the arena, one, we wanted to make sure that it was drop proof, because if it is being passed around for different photos, we didn't want someone to be able to, you know, hold it, drop it, and then it smashes into pieces. That was kind of a waste of a marketing material. The branding that people will have when you're walking out holding this key above your head going, you know, we won, we won, you know, that's huge.
It's got and the then, double G's on it.
Double G's. And then lastly is that these people that receive the key will keep it in their homes.
Right.
Tell me that's not a win across the board.
I think it's great.
So you have to think about all that stuff. If you're going to go and spend this kind of money, you have to think of all of those things.
Right. From a fan view, I'll tell you, when I took Parker to the game for his birthday, we sat on the glass. He got not only the game puck, he also got the pillow, the poker chip pillow, signed by Aiden Hill. As we were walking out, so many times we got stopped. Like, whoa, that is, you got that? That is so cool. He was eight at the time, eight, nine. For him, he didn't really get it. But for me, I was like, oh my gosh, like that's so cool. Like people are stopping. So imagine with a 3-foot key, know, as you know, a huge fan, like that's insanity.
Yep. It's branding at its best.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's what Galindo Group Real Estate, all Galindo Group companies do. Right. We are
the new era.
We are the new era of real estate.
My favorite slogan.
We are also on the Dasher, the digital Dasher, sign on the ice.
Yep.
As of right now, we're on for every single game.
That's huge.
Which is amazing.
Amazing. Like so exciting.
The greatest opportunity.
So if you guys go to the game and you see it, you got to take a picture. You got to tag us.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All of the above.
Okay. And then obviously we have the rights to use the logo legally.
Right. Legally, yes.
That allows us to put it on our billboards, put it on our gear, sit it next to our logo.
We can put it on our email signatures. We can consider ourselves, we can brand ourselves as proud partners of Vegas Golden Knights. Like not everyone can just do that.
No. Not legally.
No, they'll get caught.
There's a whole department at the Knights that, that they just send cease and desist letters to people illegally using the logos.
Yep.
And the intellectual property.
We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no. Us or any of our agents, they get to use it too.
And then the other humongous perk for Galindo Group Real Estate, aside from all of the many things and the branding that we're doing to make sure that the agents feel like they're part of a company that is citywide recognized, is you get 42 home games in the lower bowl.
Yeah.
So the brokerage has the has access to 44 seats.
Four seats.
To 42 home games.
Season tickets.
Season tickets in the lower bowl behind the goalie that shoots twice.
Yep.
Right.
Get shot on twice.
Yep.
It's the greatest
gig
ever.
The best spot to be.
I mean, did a giveaway and it's just preseason.
That was so funny, Heather.
I was trying to. Did you see it?
No, I had to delete Telegram because my phone.
Oh. I just went in to Telegram and I said, Happy Tuesday. Preseason, first preseason home game starts tomorrow. I'm giving out two tickets. You know, stand by. And then I just put the first question was, who's our preferred lender? Text me. And this is what I told Josh. I said, I'm going to be specific with my instructions because if you can't follow instruction, I'm sorry. Like just follow instruction.
I love it.
So I said, text me our preferred lender's name. I got text messages saying RCG. I got text messages saying Coomer. I got messages in Telegram, which those don't count. And Valeria was the first. It was Valeria. First person text me Robert Coomer.
She won.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, this is really fun. Everyone was kind of, I could see everyone was logged into Telegram at that time. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it again. The next one was, what is Josh's license number and expiration date? Which everyone should know. Like you guys are all real estate agents.
You have to put it on all their listing agreements. It has to be on all their documents.
Like all your commission instructions. Yeah. Like you need that. So first person to get me that. was Leland, but Leland, we graciously gifted tickets to for Friday's game because he helped set up the tree with Jay. So Leland was disqualified. The next person was Lexi, and she nailed it down to your email address.
Did she overdo it?
Yeah.
She said everything? That's so Lexi. Yeah, that girl's freaking awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, so Lexi and Valeria will be going tonight, I'm assuming with their husbands, so they'll be having a good time.
Lexi and Valeria, okay. Yeah. And they'll be right next to Is it four?
It's the two next in a row. Yeah. So
they're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And even if they don't know each other very well, it's like a really good way to meet your fellow agents, you know?
They'll totally get along.
100%. Yeah. They're friends on Instagram already. Yeah. So
make sure you tell them to rock some GG gear, which I don't think that I think that they will for sure do.
100%.
Yeah.
And then maybe take like a group picture.
So yeah. Tag us. Yeah. All of that. Friday's game's up for grabs.
Friday's game, and that's still preseason, right?
Yeah, still preseason.
Okay. The first official game is October 10th, which we're going to.
Which is the opener. Which is also the first night for the key.
Yes, and I get to present the key.
Yes.
And the fortress. All the other nights that they just independently present it, but I get to present it on game night.
So
because of that, I said Crystal up there with me. I don't see an issue with that.
I don't see an issue with that either. Right. I think that'd be great.
You're going to need help. You're going to need my muscles to hold that key.
Yes. Yes.
It is arguably the biggest game of the season.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because it's when they raise the Stanley Cup banner.
So I already got our amazing driver scheduled to take us in the van too.
Beautiful.
Bill's got our backs.
We're going to be driving down there with the key.
What's his Insta handle?
My Vegas Driver.
My Vegas Driver.
Once we get the key, we've got to, I think for that first one, we got to figure out how to make it very beautiful. Like unfold it. Not when they go to present it to the fan. The fan, it's all out on. But if we're going to carry it around or bring it with us.
I think we're probably going to have to bring it to them before, but we should do.
We will have it.
Well, then we'll have our own.
We can get like a long box. And do like a dun 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 dun, like the lights in it.
Make sure that it has a fun presentation.
And I still want to do the scavenger hunt for it.
That would be like fun too.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah. I think this key's gonna explode. Cause you know what I didn't think about in the development process was when they go back to their seat.
Right.
Right.
Like I would be like, oh my dude, let me see that.
And then they're gonna have to take it with them everywhere because I wouldn't leave my key at the seat at the restroom. They're taking that thing all over.
And you're not gonna forget it like you forget your poster and the towel and go back to the bathroom. Right. Like, do you have my towel? God. I forgot.
I didn't even think about it. You have to take it with you. It's gonna be everywhere. It'll be like #Galindo Galindo Group key.
I know. We're gonna have to start the # key to the fortress.
I think
the Galindo key to the fortress.
Of each one, we need to get some vinyl.
Yeah.
That we can just do. You know,
hashtag,
you know, just tag and we'll make a fun hashtag. So what else do we do? So we did the Golden Knights deal. We are expanding to the back. We're expanding again.
Third time expansion.
And one of the fun amenities that I think was just an idea and has been born into reality is Galindo Gains.
Galindo Gains.
Whose idea was that?
Mine.
It was my idea. What are you talking about?
Well, his idea was the gym. Your naming rights. So you get the naming Gains, rights. Yeah.
She definitely gets the naming rights. She's been wanting to buy the Salvation Army for years and calling it Galindo Gains. No, so so we take over this 4,700 square foot space in the back of the building.
It's the top, right?
Yep.
Second floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we take over this 4,700 square foot space in the back of the building on the second floor. And it's got the world's biggest conference room. It's like a conference room out of the movies.
Yeah.
Where they for some weird reason, there would be 50 human beings in person sitting at one table.
Right.
So anyway, I look at the space and I'm like, what are we going to do with this humongous conference room? And what I didn't want to do with the expansion space was make it all about offices. Because then it's kind of just... It's kind of numbing. It's kind of boring if it's just all offices.
It's just it'll
ruin the culture if it's all...
So I want to do something culture rich. So I was like, what can we put up here? So Galindo Gains. I'm like, let's put a fucking gym.
Yeah. Promote health,
which I actually have read tons of studies on how incredibly beneficial it is to have a gym inside of your office. And if you have any interest, it's quite fun to go and get down that rabbit hole.
Well, I went to the gym this morning and I was able to go for 13 minutes only. Could you imagine if I didn't have to worry about driving time?
Right. And I didn't even get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I felt it. It's crazy. I literally feel 10% different every day if I don't go to the gym. And that 10% significant.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we built Glendo Gains. How did Glendo Gains come to fruition? I'm going to blow through the story as quickly as I can. I walk upstairs. I see the conference room. It's huge. What do I want to put in there? I'm like, what would fill this space? I'm like a gym. So I'm like, I really like the idea. Anytime that I like an idea, I like to announce it to the world so that the world holds me accountable. Because if I announce it to the world and I don't do what I say I'm going to do, I look like a flake. I don't like looking like a flake. So I walk downstairs. I believe they're doing a Tuesday talks at Glendo Group Real Estate. Between 100 and 300 agents showed up that day. And I looked at everybody and I said, I'm building a fucking gym upstairs. And everybody looked back at me like, huh?
They're like, Josh, he's building a gym. I'm like, he did? Like, oh no, that means it's happening. It's going to happen.
There you go. Crystal understands the formula. When she gets wind of it before,
I'm like,
if I don't know what's going to happen, I go and whisper it to Crystal. Yeah, if I know what's happening, I go tell everybody else first.
It's like, Crystal's not going to discourage me on this one.
So I say, we're building a fucking gym. Now, of course, in my brain, I'm processing what goes into making this a reality. So I'm like, how do I find gym equipment that all matches, is all pretty, because I don't do anything any other way?
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to spend $30,000 just in gym equipment.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
So I'm starting to process this, put some energy in the universe, not intentionally directed in anywhere. I'm just processing, I need gym equipment. I go play pickleball at the Ridges. When I normally play at Lifetime, and then I go and work with Andre Laska, one of my good buddies. I go and say, do you want to go get a set in at the Ridges, which
you're normally at,
at LVAC. And so we go inside to the Ridges gym, and the manager runs up to me and is super excited to announce all of her new gym equipment. And how excited she is about it and what it's going to look like. And
don't worry, we're going to get new equipment. It's going to be so pretty. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Super hot and heavy and excited. I look at her, I go, I don't care about any of the new equipment. What are you doing with all the old equipment? And she goes, we have to sell it to the residents first. I go, I'm a resident.
Hi.
And she goes, but we want to sell it all in one bundle.
I said, I will buy all of it. I bought the entire Ridges gym minus the treadmills.
Right.
Which is an absurd amount of equipment.
Yeah, so much.
And it's high quality. It's Ferrari leather.
Yep.
It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful equipment. I bought all of it, and I can't even tell you for how much because I don't want anybody at the Ridges to get in trouble.
No.
But I absolutely got the deal of a lifetime. I'm extremely grateful. But that, to me, is the power of manifestation, putting energy out into the universe and having it come to fruition. I didn't ask how. I didn't ask when. I just said, I need this. And the universe literally put it on a platter and gave it to me.
And it's all about timing, too. She could have told you that a month before and you would have been like, what would I do with that gym equipment?
Right.
That was the other
thing. It was within like a week of you deciding.
Of me deciding. If you really want to get scary about it, then she goes, but the new equipment doesn't show up till September 1st.
Yeah.
I go, that's when the old tenant moves out.
Yep.
I don't have a place to put your equipment until September
1st.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild. That was wild.
Yeah.
I want to make the gym as legit as possible was my vision. Now we end up going to this charity event, Crystal and I, for
Junior Achievement.
Love to give them a plug for Junior Achievement. Great cause, great charity. You should go look it up if you've never heard of it. And they had recently acquired the 24-hour fitness that had been completely built out to be a 24-hour fitness. And COVID hit and went out of business. They bought the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally built out gym. I'm in this room. They're doing the groundbreaking ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, look at that sign. Holy cow. It says
conquer your goals.
Conquer your goals. And then I look over here to the right. It's like studio.
Studio.
And I'm thinking my podcast room. Anyway, so the wheel starts spinning. So Crystal and I go, let's go talk to Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Jackson.
Michelle Jackson, who's the CEO of Junior Achievement. And we go, hey, what are you doing with all this? She goes, we are gutting the entire space. I think it was certainly a win-win, but it was certainly beneficial to them because it's one less thing that she had to cut out.
Right.
Yeah.
Or spend money to have demoed. So we end up getting
not only the signs,
all of the glass, all of the doors, all of the mirrors, that we needed to build the most legit looking gym ever. Long story short, when you see Galindo Gains on Instagram, just know that it was just an idea at one point in my brain. And you're going to go, holy shit. That's in his office. It's got LED lights. It's got different colored lights on the ceiling. It's got TVs. It's got treadmills. It's got tons of glass. It's all black on the inside. It's sexy. It's loud. It's a legitimate gym. Yeah. So, okay, that's Galindo Gains.
Wow. Yeah.
It's crazy how much shit we were pulling off over here.
I know. There's a lot going on.
With how small our group is and the amount of energy and output that we have, it is a testament to how great of people are associated with Galindo Group Real Estate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Incredible, absolutely. Incredible, incredible. We just got asked by a gigantic charity and marketing arm, because arguably charities are gigantic marketing geniuses because they have to, you know, persuade people to give them money. They asked if we had, or they asked who our marketing company was.
Yeah.
Talk about a compliment. It's just,
she's like, who do you guys use for marketing? We're like, what?
Heather, Ashton, Josh,
Instagram,
Crystal, Instagram, Canva.
Canva.
Yeah, shout out
to
Canva.
True MVP.
Okay, a Mac computer.
Love me some Canva.
Yeah, and that's about it. But what a compliment, and great job, Heather. Great job, Crystal. Let's go raise some fucking money for Galindo Gives.
Yes.
Let's have a ton of fun during the holidays.
Yeah.
And if you're always wondering, how does Josh do it? What's he up to? Then you listen to these podcasts, and these are little nuggets on little insight on what actually makes up the perceived Josh Galindo. It is much bigger than me.
Yeah.
It is everybody. And this is a little insight into that.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No.
Heather, HT?
HT, I like it. What do I have? I
think that's good.
This is
my first time.
Well, Heather, go ahead and push that upper left button. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
Heather, thank you for being an amazing guest.
Thank you for having
me. Doing such a great job describing everything Golden Knights.
Thank you very much.
Crystal, thank you for looking hot AF.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Per usual.
Per usual. Over and out, guys.
All right.
Hey, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. If you guys want to learn more about the tools, tips, and tricks that I use on a daily basis to maintain my success, stay connected with me through all of my socials at I Am Josh Galindo.